The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
The boys from the Anfield Rap. Neil Atkinson, how are you, mate? You good?
Very good indeed, Adam. How are you?
I'm well, mate. I'm intrigued by this conversation about money that we're about to have, my friend, because you've just been alluding to the fact that the transfer window, this particular transfer window, is going to go absolutely bonkers.
It's going to go insane. Man City have already done a lad for 60 million, a reported 60 million in silver. And they're looking at a goalkeeper for 35. They're looking at a right back for 40. Right backs for 40 million quid.
That's
where you put the lad who's rubbish. I think Liverpool are going to have to spend 200 million quid. Is basically where this ends.
Well, we've just said there off air, haven't we, that we think the top six, all of the top six, have to spend 200 million
quid.
Yeah,
I mean, United are looking at 43 million for Perisic, who I think's all right. He's just all right. He's tidy. He's a good player who gets on the end of things. But he's nothing special. So the idea that he's knocking around for 43 million is mad. And I think it's just about to, at the top end of European football and the top six of the Premier League, I think it's about to go absolutely bananas.
£100 million players?
Possible.
Sort of like a Griezmann?
Yeah, possibly for Griezmann, but I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot of people who are going to go for between 50 and 80. I think there's been sort of like the idea that you break the 50 Rubicon has been difficult for clubs. Mm. To make a player a 50 million player. We've had four or
Good
five.
Good word, lads, by the way, Rubicon.
Rubicon.
I like it. Yeah, check it in there.
We had four or five who were over 80.
Yeah.
But there hasn't actually, if you actually look, if you write them down, there hasn't been tons of transfers between sort of 50 and 80 million, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I think that this is the summer where that changes. And loads of players who would otherwise have been sort of 30 to 50, maybe even 20 to 50, are going to start going for between 50 and 80.
And that's not because the standard's getting bigger, it's just because there's more money in the game, yeah?
I think it's partially that. And I think it's also because whilst there's more very good players, but there's fewer genuinely great ones.
Yeah.
So Pogba's a really good example of someone who last season was probably cost too much money, in that he's probably a 50 to 80 player, but because of Pogba, because of the idea that if you're going to buy that sort of player, he's got to cost upwards of 80, that's where that ended up. Whereas there's tons and tons of players who are sort of 50 to 80. There aren't that many Bales, Ronaldo's, Messi's knocking around. Suarez knocking around. Suarez is one that's gone between 50 and 80, and that was because of his age. But there aren't that many sort of knocking around where you go, well, he's that good. You break the 100 million. Mbappe might go for over 100 million, but he might stay at Monaco for another year.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't now need that bridge club anyway. He can have his Real Madrid move whenever he wants. Mm. So he might decide, well, I'll do one more year at Monaco and then go from there. So I don't think, it may not be that there's the world record unless it is Griezmann. But even Griezmann's not the fifth best attacker in Spain. And yes, he could go for a world record fee. But I think there's going to be lots and lots of players who are going to be going for Liverpool's record's 35 million. I think Liverpool will break that three times this summer.
Wow.
Three times, minimum three times, possibly four. I think that if the elite centre half they're looking at, whether it's Van Dijk or Koulibaly, he'll go for over 50 million. Keita is meant to be looking at more than 45 million. There's two. I think if they want, for instance, Mohamed Salah, they're going to be looking at upwards of 40 for him. And then I think there's the idea that there might be one more player who we may not even have on our radars yet. And I think that's absolutely bananas. And then you
the thing is, though, we said a little earlier, if they want to be in there next year, they have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Liverpool,
they have no choice. They have to do it.
They've got to do it, and they've got to get stuck in, and they've got to go and end up being in a, you know, to think that they can go deep into the Champions League, which will be the aim, and qualify for it again next season, which will also be the aim. Then that's going to be a massive, massive thing.
And is a trophy an aim?
Trophy should be an aim, but then if a trophy becomes, listen, I've done our season review, and one of the things I reflected upon within it, and it's phrasing this the right way, but going deep into the League Cup and not winning it really hurts your season.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that really hit, and I think this full stop, Man United...
Make a choice?
Yeah, well, Man United have got one of the best squads in the world. They've got loads and loads of good players. It's a bit of a mishmash of a squad. It's not a perfect squad, but, you know, there's tons of options. And they went deep into the Europa League and won it, deep into the League Cup and won it, and could only get 69 league points. And they're good. They haven't got bad players. So to go deep into the League Cup with everything it does to you January, there's going to be six games next season between December the 16th and the 2nd of January. That's 18 days, and that includes Christmas. And there's going to be six games starting and ending there.
Mm.
What that'll do to sides, the end of that period, firstly, that's a sixth of the season condensed into 18 days, which is mad and wrong, but that's the way it's going to be.
Listen, man, we love our Christmas football. I'm going to enjoy myself,
we love our Christmas football, and that will be absolutely punishing for everybody.
Yeah.
So what that's going to mean is that by the time you get to January, players are going to be absolutely clapped out and knackered. They're going to be playing at that intensity in those conditions because the weather's not great, going right the way through that period, and they're going to be absolutely done in. If you've then got a League Cup semi-final home and away against, I don't know, Manchester City, slap bang in the middle of the January, so you get to the 2nd of January, then you've got the third round of the FA Cup, then you've got a midweek game, then you've got a league game, then you've got another midweek game, and then you've got another league game, and then you get to go, oh my Lord, is this finished? And you might get a cup replay in there because you might get a tough third round. That's what happened to Liverpool this year. They basically lived through the Christmas period, which everyone agreed in British football was terrible. And then went Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday for the whole of January and then didn't win a game. And firstly, you'll have to have the strength and depth to be able to do the first six of those games, the six league games. But then you can have as much strength and depth as you like, unless you've got 45 players and you've been finding a way to keep them all fit right the way through the season, which is ludicrous. If you put your players in a position where they're playing 6 and 18 days and then having a 9-game January, then they're going to be in real trouble. And so
So your attitude is make a decision on the league. Well, if you're going for it, go for it. If you're not,
well, Liverpool tried to. I mean, last season, you know, but Liverpool made 10 changes when Tottenham came to Anfield, and Tottenham made 11. And Liverpool beat Tottenham, and then Liverpool. So you're then in this situation where it's very difficult to say to players to get to the semi-finals of a trophy. Difficult to say to a football club, we're in the semis of this. But what we're going to do is we're going to just rest it all. Well, I'm sorry, I want to win a trophy. I want to win, you know, and Liverpool want to win trophies. So I think it's a really difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't want to see Liverpool sending lads out. I mean, one of the things I'd actually look to do if I was Liverpool in a long-term sort of way is reform the League Cup. Let's get it all done by the end of the year. Let's get it all done by Christmas and play the League Cup final on New Year's Day. And everyone has a lovely day. Do something like that. You know, use your political power in that sense. Get it all condensed and get rid of this two-legged semi-final, all of that sort of stuff. But that's a separate thing. I think you can only do so much in terms of not wanting to be in it. You know, you can't ask footballers to not win games. Footballers are built to win games and football clubs. But yeah, a trophy would be great and it'd make a real difference. But if it is, what I'm trying to sort of say is, if Liverpool win the League Cup, there's every chance they'll struggle to finish top four. And they need to now that, and the manager made it crystal clear himself at the end of the season. He couldn't get in front of microphones fast enough to say the minimum requirement for this club is to come in the top four positions every year and always be in the Champions League. He raced to microphones to go and say it, to set a specific agenda, which is Liverpool are a European giant, therefore they should be in Europe's giant competition. But if you do that, if you do other things and then you've got that to deal with, then it becomes really hard. And it certainly, when there's six sides, I mean, I say United came fourth with 69 points. Sorry, came sixth with 69 points. Last season, that would have been enough for fourth place. It would have been 2 points off second.
Look at Spurs. Spurs, the way that they finished, I think they won the Premier League 50 out of 15 seasons that there has been.
Yeah.
So therefore, the standard regarding point accumulation is massive.
Exactly. So if you've got to go with 2 points a game, which this season Liverpool did have to, if you've got to go with 2 points a game, we can talk about trophies, but if you go deep into competitions, the huge distractions. So if the minimum requirement for fourth is 76 points, then yeah, 76 points would have been enough for second last season. And so you're putting yourself in this position where you've got to have a season which puts you in contention at some point to genuinely challenge for the title on the one hand, but on the other hand, there's only one team that can win it. So there's six sides who'll be spending this summer trying to get themselves into a position to break 76 points. Arsenal just come fifth with 75. So that's what they're all going to be doing. And so what that actually means is you've got to be able to break 80. Because if they're all going to break 76, you've got to be able to break 80. And then if you're breaking 80, and essentially, you know, you can throw a blanket over them between 80 and 90 points then. And it'll come down to such fine margins. And it will come down to, genuinely, how close, you know, how many games did you have? What was the knock-on effect to the squad? But what that means is that everyone's going to have 20, 21, 22-man squads. And what that also means is there's some people who might end up in making really hard choices in the quarterfinals of, as Man United had to this season, in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, quarterfinals of the League Cup, quarterfinals of either European trophy, to go, well, yeah, we could do with winning this game on the one hand, but on the other hand, we're away at Arsenal on Saturday. And if we get 3 points there, or we can't afford to lose that because they're only 2 points behind us and we're in fourth and they're in fifth. And we've still got one eye on first. And there's every chance that that's the way in which this goes. And all Liverpool, I think, can aim to do is just... Sean Rogers, who does stuff with us, says this, and I agree with him, which is Liverpool should set themselves a target every season of play 28, 60 points. Liverpool can get to play 28 and 60 points. Then if they do that four seasons out of five, then in one of those four seasons, they're going to win the league. In that, just sheer circumstance, they'll get on a run for the last 10 games, yeah, or the sides around them will struggle, they'll find it hard for the last 10 games, or something like that. It's just one of the times, at least, they'll get there. You get over the line, but you've got to be able to get to play 28, 60 points. And to do that, you've got to be good until February. No hiding places until February.
You've got
to be able to, so you've got to be able to hang on till February and get at that level. When Liverpool nearly won the league in 13-14, you know, they were on about, with about 12 games to go, they were on about 51 points. But they still made the run that they made, got themselves into nearly a league winning position. So that tells you what you need to do. Spurs this season got 86 points. You're right to point it out. It's a great total. But they lost one of the last 13. They won all the others.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still came second.
Yeah, yeah.
So on the one hand, it can be too hard. It can just not happen for you. But on the other, that should be the target. But to do that, Liverpool got to sign 5 world-class players.
Well, I was just about to bring you back to that then. So you've said 200 million quid. You've mentioned that they might break 40 million on three occasions.
Maybe four
occasions then, so that's the 160 gone. So yeah. So the other lads are what, 20, 30, and they're going to be 20, 30 million pound
yeah,
players?
I think Liverpool will sign 5 if Sturridge stays and 6 if Sturridge goes. And I think it'll pretty much sort of go that way. I think they'll buy a centre-back.
Is that including the young left-back at Fulham?
That's including the young left-back, yeah. I think they'll buy a left-back, a centre-back. I think they'll try and get the young left-back at Fulham. If not, they'll have someone else lined up because they need a second left-back. They'll buy a really, really expensive centre-back. They'll be doing everything they can to get the lad catered in the middle of the park.
Yep.
And then it's 2 forwards if Sturridge stays, maybe 3 if Sturridge goes. And that's what they'll do. And I expect one of those two. I think Liverpool have got a few choices at the front end of the pitch. I think everywhere else people are going to go with a premium. I think if you can already see that there's certain positions, like for instance right back Man City and Kyle Walker, where it's as though City have looked at, certainly at English football, but it wouldn't surprise me at all the European football, and gone, who's the best right back we can get? How much is he going to cost? 40 million, let's just do it. And it's done. But I think wherever Liverpool can settle with a position, they should look to do so. But that means the other thing that they've got to look for is in the players that they add, is they've got to be fit. And this is my, for instance, he's on the back of the paper at the minute. It's Alexis and Ozil. But Oxlade-Chamberlain thing is, you know, there's questions around his fitness in that whenever he seems to get a run of games, he seems to break down. Now, yeah, if he doesn't get a run of games, he stays fit. Someone actually pointed out on something I was reading before that he was only not available for 5 games last season. That's true. But every single time he had 4 or 5 games in relatively close succession, he then was then injured and missing. Mm-hmm. But Liverpool have got and that's the Van Dijk concern, is that it's only one injury, but you don't know how players come back from that injury. So if you're doing 50 million on them because you think you're going to have them every week and then you haven't, that's not good. But there's only so much you can do on that. But I'd say that's one of the most. If Liverpool get a 50 million pound player and they can get him on the pitch 36 times out of 38, fine. If Liverpool spend 50 million on a player and they can only get him on the pitch 23 times out of 38, then however good he is, you're still going, well, there's 15 other games here that we're going to need someone like this for, the option of. So I think that's going to play its part. But the really good thing, you know, to look at the whole summer from Liverpool's point of view is the cause there. And in years gone by, you know, look at Spurs. Spurs had a pretty mediocre summer last summer. Wanyama was the only good buy, but Sissoko and Janssen, neither of them have done the business. And yet they've gone on this season and they've gone from 70 points to 86. And really kicked on because they had the core. That core keep working with the manager. They get better, they get fitter, they get stronger. The same thing applies for Liverpool. They've got the core. So anyone, you know, if you can buy 5 and 4 of them are good and one's a bit of a flop, well, that's fine because you've added 4 to a side that got 76 points. Imagine what it can do with those 4. It could get to 88. And that's the way in which you've got to look at it. And that's what, for instance, Ferguson United, I mean, you know, again, a tweet I saw was that someone, a United supporter who I follow on Twitter, had said, you know, in seasons gone by, Ferguson had spent this summer spending 15 million on Bebe and then win the league by 15 points. And and the reason, you know, I remember there was some, you know, every summer there'd be pundits coming out saying he's got to buy a centre mid. Alex Ferguson's got to buy a centre mid. He's got to buy a centre mid. And he'd go and buy three wingers and win the league. And everyone would go, I don't understand how he's done that. And that's because he had the core. So he knew what he had already in his dressing room, and he was just adding little bits and pieces. And he'd always buy pace, and he'd always buy a wide player, because in this league, if you've got pace and a wide player, you can terrify people, as everyone's seen this season, especially with Liverpool. So, yeah, I think you can worry too much about it, but you've got to have the core players. And for the first time, Liverpool have, and it doesn't look likely any of them will be going anywhere. You know, there's always the Coutinho mumbling, but it doesn't look, it never looks properly on the cards, the continuing to Barcelona thing. He's not quite got to a level where Barcelona are going to do the silly money thing, and he knows he needs to, he's not quite at a level where he can feel absolutely guaranteed games if he goes there, and having had the Inter Milan experience, he wants to feel he's somewhere where he's loved and admired, and he'll get on the pitch every game. So Liverpool should be able to keep everyone together, and then if they can add four or five, if nothing else, four or five bodies, for God's sake, but if they become four or five good players for Liverpool, then yeah, there's no limit on what you can achieve, but it's got to be four or five, and it probably does have to be 200 million quid, and let's hope everyone at the club's pulling in the right direction.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.